And we're, what, 14 days into Movember. And you can sign up at Movember.com. The task is one goal: stop men dying too young. And Steve Lill is taking on that goal, but he's doing it a little bit differently. Morning, Steve. So, you're a grass cutter, Stevie.
Grass cutter, cutting people's grass. To be honest with you, it's about the coolers. So, I'm certainly busy enough, but I do find that I have situations where I don't have anything on in the next two or three afternoons, and I've got to work hard on Facebook to try to get it. And if anything else, I'm just chasing donations, and it's more for the coolers. So, it's about supporting suicide prevention, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. So, hey, if anyone wants to donate, you know, jump on board, support me, help me keep. It's motivation for me as well. So, maybe I don't have to directly mow your yard, but if you want to throw me a donation, it sort of gives me further incentive to want to keep pushing on.
Good on ya. Do you have a mustache?
Well, it was referenced the other day as a 11-a-side cricket match, because that's, I've got, you know, I've literally got 11 hairs each side. No, I do have a mustache.
Look, you know what? You're doing more of the work down. No, I don't want to say downstairs, but you're like on the ground level work. There we go.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
And look, it's more than just mowing grass and helping people out. There's a bit of a message in behind that, because sometimes it's a task that people, you know, it's the last thing they want to do when they get home from work. So it gives me the opportunity to help people out, have a beer, and just typically talk about life in general, which I think is one of the biggest issues related to some of these issues. So,
well, connection, Steve, with other people.
That's it. Absolutely.
Really important.
Put the iPhone down and get out and talk to people.
Yeah. Now, can I ask the motivation behind this? Have you been personally affected with, like, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, suicide prevention?
So, not myself directly, but look, at Hastings. Hastings, who I work for, we're ultimately committed about just raising awareness for men's health as a whole. And in my role as a safety advisor, we need to promote that sort of stuff. So I thought, hey, it's a great cause, and also it's a great time to grow a mo. but look, I think we can all relate to someone that's close to us, particularly in the mental health space.
Definitely.
You know, and we don't talk about it, or we probably can't talk about it, but even here in North Rockhampton yesterday, you know, in the news. So it's something that happens every day of the year.
It does.
And sadly, we don't talk about it because we don't know how. So this is my way to sort of try to raise awareness. And there's actually one post that I've shared on Facebook about how to check yourself for testicular cancer.
Okay, good.
It's actually been shared 6,000 times.
Wow.
Right, and these are the things we need to share and communicate about. We can have this conversation.
Absolutely. So, look, I can give them some instructions on how to do it right here, right now, about the whole pinch and roll technique. And, look, it's something that typically people want to have a bit of fun with, and they think it'll laugh, and they share it on.
Well, I'm laughing. Yes.
Hey,
quietly.
No, let's go through it. Let's go through it right now. Okay, what do I have to do? I'm going to do it right now.
I'm going to look the other way.
Yeah. Take me through, Steve. What am I doing?
So normally it's all about getting steaming. So the best place to do this is in a warm shower.
Okay.
So it also helps get your nuts in the mood. But, look, if you're sitting there in the vehicle or sitting there in your office chair, Banksy, I'm cool with that. Okay. The next step is roll one nut between the thumb and the fingers to get to know what's normal. So if you do this on a regular occurrence, you'll then potentially identify an abnormality.
Yes.
So you just walk up, I'm not Italian, I'm just checking.
That's it. Yep. Yeah, that's it. Absolutely. And look, ultimately, that's as simple as it is. You then repeat it with the other nut, so it doesn't get jealous.
Good job. Good job teaching everyone to check their nuts this morning, Steve. And what I'm loving about what you're doing, though, is that, as you're saying, this is also part of your job to be across the men that you work with. But you're not just talking the talk. You're walking the walk in your own personal time as well.
Absolutely. And once again, our fathers, partners, brothers, friends, we're all facing a health crisis. So I think it's something that needs to be talked about. So hence why I'm out there pushing the mower to cut grass, help people out, and certainly raise awareness for Movember. It's a great cause.
Now, one more time, if people want to get in contact with you, make a donation to your cause, or get you to mow the lawn, where do they go?
So, on the Movember website, you can certainly search my team name, which is 1HDMO.
1HDMO.
Yeah, so 1HD, HD for Hastings Deering, Mo. Or you can go follow me directly and follow my lawn mowing adventures on my MySpace Steve Lill.
That's great, Steve. Yes. We can't thank you enough for the advice, the checking, and the motivation that has led you to mow people's lawns across central Queensland is absolutely heartwarming.
Total pleasure to speak with you and share this message this morning, Steve.
Cool. Thanks very much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Banksy and Pinky
for breakfast.